Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Superior Livestock is proud to announce this year's Week in the Rockies sale, the 6th through the 10th of July, all week long, 32nd annual Week in the Rockies sale, this year happening at the Spring Hill Suites at the Fort Worth Historic Stockyards. You can catch all the action on Dish Network, Channel 997, SLA TV, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. 187,000 head will be offered over the 5 days of the sale. Each day, Superior Sunrise will start at 8:30 a.m. Central Time. The auction each day, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. Central Time. You can go to the website to see exactly what cattle will be selling each of the days. Go to SuperiorLivestock.com and check it out. They've got videos for you to see, a lineup of when the various lots will be selling, and more. You can call 800-422-2117 for more information as well. Remember, folks, at Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
Today's cattle futures markets have given back some of the previous day's gains, with live cattle anywhere from about 30 to 72 cents lower. Feeder cattle were about 80 to $1 lower. So lower across the board, unfortunately, for the live cattle and feeder cattle futures markets. But from a technical aspect, we're still above some critical support levels, such as the different moving averages. We're above the 20 and 50 day on both the feeder cattle and live cattle futures. So there are some good things going on overall on the technical front. Box beef at midday was about 77 cents lower on choice at 204.53. Select $1.21 lower at 195.63. Kills today were 120,000, so a little bit better than yesterday. But last week we were 121,000. We're still up there, but we really need to push on above those levels to get working through that excess inventory that we've accumulated since the COVID crisis began. The lean hog market was slightly lower here. It's 40 to 80 cents lower. It's interesting to see that the lean hog market has really struggled all year long. You've got August hogs, which are sort of the front month at this point, near contract lows at 48 cents.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
In recent years, cotton acreage has grown in Oklahoma, and today we are the third largest cotton state in the U.S. based on acres planted. Oklahoma Cotton Council is proud to serve the cotton producers and those who are a part of the cotton industry, promoting and protecting their interests. The Oklahoma Cotton Council works for the cotton farmer in areas of research, advocacy, and education. Follow the Oklahoma Cotton Council on Facebook or check out the Oklahoma Cotton Council website, okecotton.org.
Today's grain futures were mixed here. The wheat market really blasted out of here, actually, up 14 to 16 in Kansas City and about 20 to 22 cents higher in the Chicago wheat. That was the one really bright spot to finish up today. It looks like we've got some global production estimates going down a little bit. Out of Russia, we got a slight decrease in their production forecast early this morning. And then Britain is talking about they're going to have less wheat in their country. France says estimated is down about 7.7 million tons, or their shipments would fall to 7.7 million tons, down about 43% from last year. So a lot of positive things happening in the wheat market, which we really need to get that price moving. And hopefully the strength in the wheat will bleed over into the other markets at some point. But on Friday, we have the next USDA monthly report giving us corn and soybean production estimates. It looks like the average guess on the corn yield is about the same at 178.5 bushels per acre, but they're lowering production down to just over 15 billion, where in June it was just under 16 billion. So nearly 1 billion bushels of corn knocked off. The soybean yield is about 50 bushels per acre, down from 49.8. The soybean production was 4.15 billion bushels, just a little bit bigger than where we were on that June report.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.